day 17 of the Everyday Novelist's NaNoWriMo write-through, or as Kitty likes to call it,
the Nano Gang Bang.
Today the gang is small, it's just Kitty and I. However, we do have an extra special guest on today. Our regular questioner Ed has sent in an audio file to tell us about his experience of the Nano Gang Bang. Here he is.
Hey, Nano Gang. I won't call you what Kitty calls you. Big fan of the podcast. Been following along for November using you folks as inspiration and accountability. And Dan and I have gotten into a bit of a back and forth on Twitter where I told him I was chasing his word count. As of the morning of the 17th of November, I'm sitting at about 22,100 words. He said I am nipping at his heels, so nip, nip, nip. Thanks for everything, guys. Really enjoying the podcast, and good luck to everybody.
Well, Ed, you are nipping at my heels. In fact, by the time we're recording this on the evening of the 17th, you may have eaten my ankles. I am now sitting at 22,315 words. I got 1,739 words done today, and the only reason I thought you were nipping at my heels this morning instead of having completely passed me is that I misread my word count. So yeah, you were actually ahead of me this morning. Maybe I'm ahead of you right now, but you might still be ahead, and I've got to work to catch up. At least I got 1,700 words today. It's still frustrating. It feels like I'm running on a half bank of cylinders. But Gail Carriger popped in on Twitter today to point out something that has not come across in the consultation and pep talks and discussions that we've had around here, which is that the experience of the writing doesn't have anything to do with the quality of the writing, and she's absolutely right. And all of us who are in this professionally have a lot of days when flow state is hard to find, and we are just sitting down and doing our job. The reason that you can't tell as readers is that we sit down and do our jobs, and like anyone else who's got a lot of experience and is good at what they do, we do good work whether we're in flow state or fugue state or no state at all. I'm going to link to Gail's blog post about those different states in the show notes today. Our check-ins from everybody else are nil. Nobody did anything today except for the two of us that showed up. You've heard my word count. Kitty, how about you? What was your day like today?
I don't know my exact word count, but I'm up to 4,426.
Alrighty, well, let's see. Where are you? Here we go. 4,426. That gives you a word count today of 391. So, what's happening with your story? You've been really struggling. A couple of weeks ago, you broke through and did a 1,000-word day, which was fantastic.
Hold on.
Oh, Dee Dee is here. Hello, Dee Dee.
Hi.
So, back to what you just asked me. I cycled through again today, and I cycled back through again to the beginning because I hadn't planted enough dialogue and interaction between the characters who are there right now. They're going to eventually find other characters. But I was making it too easy from the beginning, so to bring it back to a place where them not having it easy is believable, I had to go back to the beginning and have them actually fail at a couple of things and stuff like that, and argue a little bit more about what they're doing next.
That makes sense.
So that's why I only had about 400. I was like reading through and trying to figure out, well, what should be happening here and that kind of thing.
Good luck tomorrow. Dee Dee, how did you do today?
On writing, I did pretty well. On my work, not so good, but my writing, 3,717.
Hey!
Because every time I got annoyed at my work, I wrote.
Nice. You beat me today.
I should try that tactic.
So that puts the current word count I have for you at 10,149.
Okay, we must have missed a day of my word count because I'm somewhere over 11,000.
Oh, okay.
When I actually look at my manuscript.
All right. Well, I'll put you at 11,000 and we'll just pretend that today was almost a 5,000 word day, which is amazing.
Sure, I wish. Although I still have a bunch of stuff to do for work, so that might actually happen.
Cool. Well,
every time I get annoyed, I switch over and write instead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a good thing. That's what NaNoWriMo's for.
Getting annoyed at your work.
But congratulations on the big word count day. I take it you have definitely found your story.
Yes, I actually think I think it might be a little too soon, so I might have to flesh it out later. But I'm definitely in the first major conflict between my characters, which has been fun. Which is actually a lot easier to write than anything else I've written so far. The build-up to it was harder than the actually them having a fight. That was pretty easy.
If it's a category romance and you're aiming for 50,000 words, then you're actually exactly on schedule by the formulas. So
nice.
That's pretty good.
Very nice. I'm not quite to the first sex scene yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Ah, it's always fun to write.
Well, I haven't decided yet whether or not it's going to be interesting or as goofy as I can possibly make it from romance standards. You know, like with all the euphemisms for penis and such. I might just do it that way just to crack myself up and then rewrite it.
Goofiness and interesting are not necessarily mutually exclusive, though generally when you put them together, it has to be because the characters are goofy, not because the narrator's goofing off.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I think I might goof off.
Ah.
It's the first, like, you know, genre-specific romance that I've done, and it just seems like it would be so very much fun to write it 80s sex style.
I'll have to send you a deliberately awful sex scene I wrote one time involving a couple and the poodle who disapproved of their activity.
That sounds familiar somehow.
I think all sex scenes should be narrated by dogs. That would be hilarious.
Unfortunately, it would not fit in this story. As much fun as it would be.
You know, that would be a hilarious way to do movie reviews. Do movie reviews as a dog with a dog puppet.
No balls in this scene. Uh-huh. Large explosion, but no bones.
Complete
lack of
bones,
caps, yep. Or balls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Zero stars.
Zero stars.
Zero jerky treats.
All righty. Well, did anyone have anything they wanted to gab about to work stuff out or... Alrighty, well, that'll do us for today's check-in. We will all see you guys tomorrow, and hopefully there'll be more of us.
Sounds good.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.